The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. We're here. We're here.
Good morning.
Whether you like it or not.
Yep, we are here. I'm Lynn.
And Bob. Bev. That's my nickname.
Bob?
Bob is my nickname.
Bob. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I think it's cute. And we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM.
Great station.
Yes.
Nice station. I like this station.
We like it here.
Yeah. All righty, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see if I get this right now. Right up there. 1, 2, 2, 2.
So, you see, the opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, and callers. Do not represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Was that Craig? That was you?
Yeah, that was me.
You sound like, who's the actor? And I tell you, you're gonna tell me,
don't make it her, honey.
Oh, someone actually said to me, Mary,
mm-hmm.
She loved the voice you were making that time that we did this, talked about a stapler.
Oh,
and I had you repeat that voice again. Do you remember what
yes,
it was?
Yes, don't bite.
And she loved the voice you were doing with the stapler situation. It was
one of the three.
One of the three.
Yeah.
Right. I forget the clues, but whatever voice, you remember it?
Oh, I remember it very well.
Maybe she'll do it again someday.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I like doing it. It's easy. It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that was so good. So, we are starting off today with a quote of the day. This is from Ellen DeGeneres, and it says, "Never follow anyone else's path. Unless you're in the woods and you're lost and you see a path, then by all means, follow the path. Follow the path." Can you picture her doing that?
I can.
I can, too.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
That makes, I was going to say that makes sense, like, duh.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That was a really good one. Okay. I have three riddles. In a bus, there is a 26-year-old pregnant lady, a 30-year-old policeman, a 52-year-old random woman, and the driver who is 65 years old. Who is the youngest?
Could you repeat that, please?
Of course. In a bus, there is a 26-year-old pregnant lady, a 30-year-old policeman, a 52-year-old random woman, and the driver who is 65 years old. Who is the youngest?
Okay.
You got that?
Uh-huh.
I bet you do. Number two. I make a loud sound when I'm changing. When I do change, I get bigger, but weigh less. What am I?
Could you repeat that again?
I make a loud sound when I'm changing. When I do change, I get bigger, but weigh less.
Okay. I think I've got that one.
Oh, boy, this is too easy.
Well,
huh?
I don't know. I think I'm off track on this one.
Okay.
Okay.
And the last one. Two girls were born to the same mother on the same day, at the same time, in the same month and year, and yet they're not twins.
Two girls, same day, same mom,
mm-hmm.
same time,
mm-hmm.
but they're
not twins.
Not twins. Same mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part right there that messes with me. Same mom,
yep.
same day, same time,
mm-hmm.
not twins.
Right.
Okay, this will be fun. This is my favorite part. My favorite part. Okay, I have leftovers.
Okay.
Leftovers are good. So I'm bouncing around a lot.
That's okay.
No theme.
All right.
So just some ideas. I've got some ideas about what are the most filthy things in your house. I have some things to talk about natural ways to keep mosquitoes away. And we're going to finish up what I did in a previous show about little tips.
I'm afraid of the dirtiest things in your house.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, I have just like things like I have in common with a raccoon. Dark circles around the eyes. I eat junk. I'm cute. I'm a little chubby. I will fight you, possibly rabid. Stuff like that.
Oh, you don't really come off to me like that. All right, go for it. Oh, one announcement.
Yes.
September.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm in the middle of winter. So if you're hearing this before September, right?
Yeah,
September 15th, Sunday at 12 to 4 p.m., Open Door Church, 87 Summer Street in Lee, is having a giant tag sale with furniture, housewares, tools, children's items, books, crafts. We are having an ice cream sundae booth, a silent auction, and lots more. Rain or shine, September 15th. Sunday.
Very, very dangerous place.
Wait,
I love those things.
I know. It's good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun day.
Okay.
All right.
They say one friend out of every group has the potential to be a serial killer. So I threw Dave off a cliff just in case it was him.
You were serious. I thought that was a serious observation by some
scientist or whatever. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Poor Dave. Poor Dave.
It wasn't Dave.
Oh, it wasn't Dave. I feel bad for the rest of them. They're going down. All right. So leftover from before. So if you put pancake mix into an old squeezy bottle.
Yeah.
You can make some really interesting designs and cool pancakes with the control of the
That's true.
Squeezy top.
Yeah.
Great if you have kids and you can also use empty mayonnaise squeeze bottles mm-hmm. or any other mm-hmm. squeeze bottle you have.
Mustard.
Yeah, whatever. Make sure you clean them out.
Yeah, make sure you
clean those out. I never did that for my kids.
I didn't either.
You know, I tried to make pancake stuff, you know, spooning it on with a spoon and trying to do the eyes and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
it's just like, come on, let's just eat.
Yeah. Pass the syrup. This is one of my favorites. If the earth was flat, and this is for all you people out there that think it is, if the earth was flat, cats would have pushed everything off by now.
Why?
Don't you ever see a cat? They love it. They can't stand to see anything sitting someplace. They got to
push it. No, I've never seen that.
Oh, my God. You've got to start looking at cat videos.
Yeah. They push them out. They push it all out of the way. And if they fall off the end, they've got 9 lives.
Some of them do.
But then again, where are they falling to? Oblivion. If they're falling off the edge of the flat earth,
uh-huh.
bye-bye.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of swimming in the air. With their little feet and their
I can see that.
Do your cats like water?
No.
Even a drippy faucet?
No. Well, yeah, kind of, but they don't. They try to drink out of it, but they poke their head under it instead, and they don't get any water except what runs down their face.
I like watching when cats do that.
Aww,
with the water, with their
with
little
the paws.
And they sometimes they're on top of the faucet a little bit, and their head's kind of tilted below the faucet while they're pawing the little the little drips. So, back to breakfast. Consider baking your eggs instead of boiling them.
What does it taste like?
I don't know. It says, although most of us boil our eggs, it's also possible to create the perfect hard-boiled egg in the oven.
Can you make a soft-boiled egg that way?
I guess. Just don't cook it long, right? It says here, baking them can be much easier if you're making large quantities of eggs. The shells are also less likely to crack and splinter, making it easier to peel.
Oh, so you have to leave them in the peel when you put them in.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay, wait a second now. Wait a minute. Let's take some deep breaths. Do you want to lie down on a couch and talk?
I knew that would get you.
It's so cool because I would want to see you peel a raw egg. It says, to bake the eggs in the oven, you preheat your oven to 170 degrees Celsius.
You can't use a microwave?
Well, I'm not talking about a microwave. I'm talking about
well,
an oven.
Well, then I can't do it.
Why does it say Celsius? We don't even use Celsius.
No.
So you have to look that up because they don't have it on here.
Okay.
Then place the eggs in a muffin tin.
Yeah.
And cook for 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how hard or soft you want the yolk. So I would say 20 minutes for the soft yolk. But
that's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
But it'd be fun to try. It's just I wouldn't want to try it with a lot of eggs because if it doesn't work.
They do make, and you can buy from stores, little compartments where you can break an egg into it and pop it in the microwave and cook it.
And you all need to know that we're talking to the microwave queen here, the queen of the microwave cooking. She could write a book, Microwave by Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. Bob and her microwave.
We have a great bond. Okay, all right. I have come to the conclusion that buying craft supplies and actually using them are two separate hobbies.
Have you ever gone into Michael's?
Oh, my
gosh.
Because
you need glue.
Yes.
And you look around and you say, I can do that.
Yes.
I can make that.
Yes.
I can buy that and paint that and shellac that and glue that and decorate that. And then you sometimes save yourself.
Sometimes, but not very often.
Sometimes you just say, yeah, and you're right. You get it, and it sits.
The only way that I can save myself is when I get to the doors to turn around and leave.
Yes. Before you, yeah. Just go get the glue. Maybe you should just go to Walmart.
Or do it online so I'm not.
Yes, you're not tempted. It is. It's an awakening. It's an awakening. And then you look in the aisles for all the stuff in Michael's and you say, oh, I could redecorate my house with that.
It's the search. It's the search.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
Hey, you can put tea bags in your smelly old shoes.
While you're wearing them?
No.
I'm very blonde today.
If you want to remove odors from your shoes,
how about your feet?
Well, that's a different story. You would put them in between your toes. Maybe that would work, and then put a sock on. Try putting a few dry tea bags in each shoe to absorb the stinky smell. There are many different types of tea bags out there. You can try peppermint or lemon.
Lemon, I like.
You could put that in. It's and absorbs.
My cats wouldn't come near me, though, if I had to use citrus.
They don't like peppermint?
They don't like strong smells of anything.
Really? How do you know?
Because I've always had cats.
Well, see, she's the cat lady. Now there's another book.
Hey,
Bob.
J.D. Vance, I'm one of those cat ladies you're talking about.
Okay.
And
yes.
I'm proud of it.
But you're not single.
That's true.
Yes, and you have children.
I do.
Yeah, just talk about that. That's a... No, you know what? That's not worth talking about.
No, it's not.
Okay. So, you can do that. You can put tea bags in your smelly shoes.
I'll try it. Mm. Does it matter if it's flavored?
It doesn't. It says, oh, there's different kinds. You can choose the one that's appealing to you.
Okay.
You could do Earl Grey. You could do...
I would love to do Earl Grey.
And also, in case you have a headache...
You walked into that one.
You can cure your headache with lime.
Lime?
Yes. Looking for a natural way to cure your headaches? Try cutting a lime in half and rubbing the lime on your forehead. Just can't do that.
No.
It says that this is a bit of an old wives' tale, but many say that they have found final success with it. I don't know if I could do that.
I don't know. Okay. Shortcut to everyone who made it through the day without taking a nap. You're an all-dayer. Yay!
An all-dayer? Do you nap?
I do occasionally. Yeah. Not every day, but yeah.
Yeah, I struggle with it.
If I sit too long doing something and then I stand up and I hurt, I go lay down.
You go lay down.
I turn around 3 times before I settle.
That's good. That was very good. So do you want to find out ever if you have a slow leak in your tire?
How do you do that?
Well, you can mix some washing. This has got to be another country. You can use some washing up liquid.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
And,
good old Dawn.
And water together in a spray bottle. And spray it all over the tire, T-Y-R-E. I think this came from the UK, because we're talking Celsius.
Yeah.
You'll usually see bubbles start to form at the point of where the air is leaking, and you'll be able to determine if you have a leak.
But what if it's on the other side?
Well, you... Oh, the tables have turned.
I wish everything was as easy as getting fat.
It is so easy, isn't it?
It's too easy.
You know, sometimes when you're trying to eat healthy, and I know that I've been there. Have you?
No.
Okay. And then those days pop up and you just say, forget it.
You know what my problem is, though? I can't find a girdle that's big enough.
They still sell girdles?
I look for them.
The girdles?
Yeah.
Remember the...
Cinchers, whatever you want
to
call them.
The things that you'd put on to hold up...
stockings?
It was a round elastic thing you'd put on instead of a girdle. It was a... never mind.
No, I can't picture.
It was like spandex? Around in a hole in the sides, and then you stretch it, and it had little garters on it, and it was a garter belt. That's what it was called.
Garter belt. Yes. And what does that got to do with being fat?
I was thinking about girdles, and I thought about when I was a kid, I was too young for a girdle, so you wore those little things with the little clipboard.
No, I never
if
did.
If there's anybody out there who has no idea what we're talking about the snaps to hold up your stockings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Does anybody still wear stockings?
I don't think they wear them. We always did
with
the dress, always. Mm-hmm. And the most popular color, I think, was suntan.
Either that or nude.
And they were stockings. You pulled them up and you clipped them on these little clips.
Mine were black.
Yours were black.
Mm-hmm.
And then pantyhose arrived.
I loved pantyhose.
And pantyhose
so much
were
easier.
The thing, and we always wore them. But
of course, I can't wear them now because they roll down.
Well, do we need to wear them anymore?
No.
There you go.
Okay.
Sorry, pantyhose company. Sorry, legs. Legs. The pantyhose and an egg.
Dear mother-in-law, please stop telling me how to raise my kids. I live with one of yours, and I've seen your work.
Oh, slam. Slam.
Burn. Mm-hmm. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you are a great gardener. That plant should have tried harder.
That's true. I've just been experiencing that, cleaning up my garden. That's not my fault.
You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, I had to because the peas were dead. The peas got attacked, and so I did pull them out. But other things, I pulled my carrots, but I left all the tops in there.
Yeah.
Because I figure that they have to go back into the soil.
But bugs use them through the winter.
I don't care about bugs.
You should.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't have a yard without them.
Well, I would try.
Oh, my.
I guess just mosquitoes. Speaking of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Do you know there's natural ways to keep mosquitoes away?
If there are, what are they?
There are many things. And let's see, lemon eucalyptus.
Does that really work?
Well, I think you have to have a lot of those plants around.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can just get one.
Oh.
But I have taken leaves off of them and rubbed them on my skin.
Uh-huh.
Whether it works, I don't know. But it says that you can make lemon eucalyptus. You can make something to spray on yourself. You can put in one part of lemon eucalyptus oil with 10 parts of sunflower oil or witch hazel.
I got witch hazel.
I would do the witch hazel because I think that evaporates. The oil would be oily. And then you mix that together and it would be oily. It would deter mosquitoes for up to 3 hours. But you cannot use it on children who are younger than 3 years old.
Good point.
So
good
that's
point.
A natural mosquito blocker.
Well, this morning has started out like a galloping golden retriever on a freshly waxed hardwood floor.
I like watching those videos of animals doing goofy things.
Oh, I know.
I love the one, there's probably many, but there's one that I saw that just struck me so funny because of the way it was filmed and what was happening. They caught the dog, they'd come home, the dog had destroyed the garbage in the kitchen and there was trash all over the place, and they went in and the dog just stopped and stared, and then the head went down and the eyes went up, and the head went way down and the eyes went up looking at the owner and just stood there. And I thought, how can you be mad at that? They know what to do.
Oh my God. They know
how to look when you come home. And
I can see that.
Can't you? Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender mm-hmm. keeps mosquitoes away. Crushing the leaves of lavender and applying it to your skin is effective.
Huh.
And lavender oil can soothe your itchy skin if you've already been bitten.
Isn't that an old lady's perfume?
I know. I don't like the smell of lavender.
You don't? I'm not sure. Mm.
They say that if you put like lavender on your pillow, it's calming and relaxing.
No, not for me.
Okay.
I just fired myself from cleaning my house. I don't like my attitude, and I got caught drinking on the job.
Are you going to pay yourself unemployment?
Not a penny. I asked my grandfather, after 65 years, you still call grandma beautiful, darling, and honey. What's the secret? He said, I forgot her name 5 years ago, and I'm scared to ask her.
Okay. That's so cute. All right. Mosquitoes. Cinnamon.
Yes. Cinnamon?
Really? 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon oil combined with 4 ounces of almond oil.
So they want you to use those essential oils type things?
I guess. I don't think I would hesitate. I think I'd use a cinnamon stick or ground cinnamon. Mm. I would try it. Mm. It makes a great repellent. You can spray this on your clothes Because people are going to run after you. You're going to smell like a cinnamon roll.
Just as long as they're not hungry.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever get those cinnamon rolls that are covered with the icing?
Yes.
That they
yes.
sell at the airports,
I'm
too?
I'm guilty.
What is it called? What's the company?
I don't know.
Cinnabon.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Right out of the oven?
They have Cinnabon ice cream.
Man. I don't know. I'd have to have the ice cream on top of the Cinnabon. I don't think I want to mix it. Would you? Wouldn't you rather have the bun?
No. The ice cream is part Cinnabon. They don't have buns in it. It's just the flavoring.
Would that be enough?
It's good.
It's really good?
Yeah.
I'd have to have the bun, too. I'd have to have it like a pie a la mode. It would have to be bun a la mode.
I'll join you on that one.
You can also sprinkle your cinnamon in areas where you think they might be surviving, and the cinnamon will kill the eggs. That's what they should drop from airplanes. Cinnamon.
The world would smell so much better.
How about it? Wouldn't that be cool?
Wonder if it would put out fires.
Cinnamon?
I think this applies to me. I think the proper term for senior woman should be queenagers.
I love that.
I'm a queenager.
I'm a queenager.
There you go.
I love it. Okay. You can use thyme. T-Y.
Yeah.
T-H-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. And you can use soybean. You can mix that up. You can use citronella, of course. You know, the citronella candles, you can light those all over the place, but they're saying you can use oil. You can use, really? Neem? Have you ever used neem oil on your garden?
No.
So it's supposed to do something.
I don't even know what it is.
And you can use it, but you can dissolve that into some water or an oil. Oil carrier is what they're saying here. And I didn't know you could do that. And you can also use tea tree. So,
pea tree?
T-E-A.
Tea
tree.
Oh.
And that is what I have for helping keeping away mosquitoes. I'm done with that.
Do you know George Bernard Shaw once said, the longer I live, the more convinced I am that this planet is used by other planets as a lunatic asylum?
Well, let's think on that.
Not too
that
hard.
Is a really good Twilight Zone episode.
Ooh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, it isn't, but it would
be. But it would be.
It would be.
Yeah.
A nice one.
Or the fat guy with the shadow. What's his name?
The fat guy with the shadow. The doughboy.
No.
The fat guy with the shadow.
The guy who was a producer of
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes.
It would do a good Alfred Hitchcock.
I'd love to see that.
This planet is where they're keeping all of the nuts.
Yeah.
Well, at least we're together. Yeah,
because if you're happy and you know it, it's your meds. I only do this show to watch her laugh.
Yeah, well, okay. I just found something I didn't share another time.
Oh, okay.
No, I did. I did the Lazy Susan in your
fridge.
In your fridge, which I thought was really great.
Mm-hmm,
You can let your blender clean itself.
Okay.
So if you're using your blender, you can, rather than trying to clean it with a sponge, you can fill it with soapy water and ice and let it run for 30 seconds and then give it a good rinse.
Mm.
You can also put ice down your garbage disposal.
And that would
clean your garbage disposal.
If mine worked, I would.
Your garbage disposal?
Yeah. I bought him a brand new one, and he hasn't put it in yet. It's been about 6 years.
You bought it for him?
Uh-huh. I know. Big mistake.
And he hasn't put it in yet?
No.
Oh, I know Greg isn't listening. He's probably playing golf, right?
Not yet.
Oh, Greg. Put in that garbage disposal for this little missy right here.
Oh, no. Okay. Fix my dishwasher first.
Oh, you need a to-do list.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, you need a new one.
I ran out of paper.
It's that long.
Yeah, it's like stay out of the grunge.
Oh. And you haven't even had that. Oh, no, you put up something in the back. You put up a portable garage in the back?
Uh-uh.
Did you put something up in the back? Did you put a tent up or something?
I did, but I took it down.
You took it down. Okay.
It's not for season.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, so it's down for the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's down.
Oh, so what did you do with what was in it?
Still in it.
Okay.
They were tools and stuff.
Oh, there were tools and things like that. So it wasn't a greenhouse kind of thing?
Gosh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. When's your anniversary for your 50th? Have you had it?
For my 50th?
Oh, that's right. Your 40th. Your 30th?
That's next year.
Next year's your 50th?
40th.
40th. I think you need to ask for the top of the line, the best, the most amazing microwave that has ever been made, ever. That has all kinds of bells and whistles and timers, and you
the
can air fry
it. The only kind of microwave I want is one that makes me money. If I put something paper in there and then and I push a button and I get back
you
a dollar bill.
You would want money.
Yeah.
A dollar bill, that's all?
Well, let's just start with. If it works, then I'll go up.
Oh, let's see. What is this? If your cell phone, we are all over the place. In a hurry, charge your cell phone on airplane mode. If your phone has run out of battery and you need to charge it in a hurry, try putting it in airplane mode.
Why?
Didn't know that.
Why?
Well, I don't think I printed the rest. Oh, here we go. You won't be able to receive calls, but your phone will charge much faster.
Really?
I wonder if that's while it's charging.
I don't want to jinx myself, but I haven't had a trouble with charging, but I think I might try that just to see if it's...
Yeah, if it slows it down, maybe? I'm not really... I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Huh. Well, I had a lot to do today, but now I have a lot to do tomorrow.
Because you didn't do it today. Yeah. I get that. I've been there for sure.
People talk about having an inner child. I don't. I have an old lady who says inappropriate things, tells everyone to be quiet, and wants to go to bed at 8.
Oh, it's true. It's so true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So judgmental.
The 9 o'clock thing is, not the 8 o'clock thing, the 9 o'clock thing has been creeping up on me. The 9:30
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I go to bed at 10 and then I stay up till 2. No.
Because you're watching TV?
No, I have my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
If I lay in bed and read a book,
uh-huh.
I'm out in minutes. And I don't even know what I read.
Wow.
I'll read, and then I'll think, this is what happens. I'll read a couple pages, and then I'll think, who's Gloria? I'll have to go back 3 pages and find out who Gloria was.
Do you ever wake up and say, was I sleeping?
Yes. Yes.
How did I go to sleep? I don't remember going to sleep.
Right, and now I'm wide awake. And now I'm wide awake.
You had a cat nap.
And I say to myself, "What? In the middle of the night isn't a cat nap?"
Sure.
No. I'll wake up at 2 and I'll think, was I asleep, like you said? And then I'll think, oh my gosh, I am so wide awake. I can't lay here.
There's only one thing that gets me up in the night.
Is?
Ladies' room.
Oh, okay. All right.
But what were you going to say?
I think to myself, well, rather than lay here, I'll just go out and watch television. However, I believe if I do that, and then I do it again, and I do it again, now I've programmed my brain.
You've got a habit.
I've made a groove,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want that to happen. So I lay
so
there.
So turn on the radio instead.
I could, because I don't move out of bed. Yeah.
But that would do the same thing.
Well, maybe. Well, that's true. So I count backward from 100. Backwards. I count backwards from 100.
Do you face the bed or?
No. What? I'm in the bed. Oh, you mean because I'm backwards? I guess it depends on your vantage point.
Okay, I had something funny I was thinking of, and I lost my track of whatever it was.
Is it time for a break? Is that what you were thinking of?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it you're is. Right. It is. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at Greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah! 89.7
WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
It's a revolution!
Ta-da. Ta-da.
Hello there.
Hi.
We are back.
Yes, we are.
I'm Lynn.
And Ben.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we're here every Thursday morning.
And we're under no obligation to make sense to you.
None at all. None at all. WTBR 89.7 FM. And I just want to say thank you to all of our fans for your emails and your phone calls and your texts. And I actually got a phone call this morning, which is really cool.
Oh, cool.
Someone had listened to our show and they loved it. And we just want to keep on keeping on.
Yes, we do. And we will, as long as they let us.
That's correct.
Because we're under their control.
It's true. And they did let us. And anyone out there who would like to talk about having a show of your own.
Oh, yeah.
You can do radio, TV.
Yes, yes.
You can come here and talk to the powers that be.
And they're so friendly and nice.
They are. And they'll take your idea, and then they will present it to the higher powers that be.
Yep.
And they will decide if that sounds like a great show. So if you have an idea, and you...
Then you do a sample show
mm-hmm.
so that they can judge it. They can listen and say, yeah, I think that'll work.
Mm-hmm. And then you're off.
And if they let us on?
They'll let you. They'll let you on, for sure. So I have an announcement on September 15th, Sunday, 2024. 12 to 4, Open Door Church at 87 Summer Street in Lee is having a giant tag sale. Furniture, housewares, tools, children's items, books, crafts, ice cream, Sunday booth for your eating enjoyment, and a silent auction. Rain or shine, join them.
I will.
All right.
I'm going to try it. Okay. In a bus is a 26-year-old pregnant lady, a 30-year-old policeman, a 52-year-old random woman. I don't know why they say a random woman. Yeah. And the driver who is 65, who is the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say this, but I didn't get it at first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I missed. All right, the second one. I make a loud sound when I'm changing. When I do change, I get bigger but weigh less. And the last one, two girls were born to the same mother, same day, same time, same month, same year, but they're not twins.
Hmm.
Why?
Hmm. That one is really stumping me. Well, the second one is, too, stumping me.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anyone has any ideas they would like to share with us, you can email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And that email address is getting used quite frequently. And we thank you. And you can also be a guest on our show.
Please come in and co-host with us and give us some new jokes, or at least, you know, come in and laugh differently than we do. You know, the kind of thing. No snorting allowed.
But sometimes the snorts sneak. They're sneaky snorts. They're sneaky. They just come out like that.
That's funny.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm going to hang, and I hope I don't offend anybody with this, I'm going to hang a Batman costume in my closet just to screw with myself when I get Alzheimer's.
Oh, man. You know, your family could do a lot of things like that.
Yes, they could.
They could do lots of fun things like that. There is a gentleman, and they're on, I've seen it on YouTube, but I think they're on Instagram. And I've watched several of the little episodes. They're just a few minutes. His name is Dr. Ed Salinger. So Dr. Salinger was a podiatrist. He's 92 years old. He has memory loss. And he has moved in with his son, Dan Salinger, and his wife, Danielle. And they take care of him 24/7.
Okay.
And it's absolutely amazing to watch, even if you watch it once, the way that this family deals with this gentleman. It's really, really cool. Really cool. It's not like anything you'd ever imagine. And it's... they do like coffee talk in the morning where his father and he are on, they're like recording on their phone.
So he's not Batman.
He's not Batman. No, he doesn't do he doesn't place those things around the house, which I actually think is kind of funny. They do have some sticky notes around, but it's really endearing to watch.
Aww.
Anyway.
I now take pictures with my phone of labels so that I can zoom them bigger and read them later, because I can't. You get those bottles like fingernail polish, and it's so tiny you can't see it. And the colors they use on labels to blend in with the stuff in the jar, and it's like, how am I supposed to tell what this is?
Yellow lettering on a lemon bottle. And you take a picture. And then you expand it. I've done that. It is amazing how small the lettering is. It's impossible.
You have to zoom it because a magnifying glass doesn't help.
Do you carry one around?
I have a couple here and there.
It is a wonderful thing, a magnifying glass. It is.
Yes, it is.
Hey, so if you're welcoming house guests, I have this book I believe you gave me. And it's got these little tips that you can do to welcome your house guests.
Okay.
So it says here, replace
open the door.
Open the door. Yes, that's the first, very first thing. Make sure you know who they are. Make sure that's obvious and brilliant all at the same time. Replace or clean the mat inside your front door. A dirty or worn out mat won't trap dirt. Leaving carpets and floors vulnerable to stains from tracked in soil. So put a clean mat by your door everyone can wipe their feet. Mm-hmm. See, I have them take off their shoes.
Lots of people do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care. I can't make my husband do it anyway because he wears these big flappy boots. They're huge. They look like waders. And when the winter and everything, and he walks through the house and...
Oh.
I can ask him, please take your boots off first, and he'll forget.
Yeah, I'd have to slap him. Just kidding, Greg. Yeah, because then I'm the one that's got to clean it up, you know?
Yep. Yeah, he also has the thing on the refrigerator door with the icicles that come out of the door, and they fall on the floor, and he just leaves them there.
And they make little puddles.
Yeah.
Do your cats lick up the little puddles?
No.
Maybe you should bring them in.
Oh. The puddles?
the cats. To lick up the puddles.
They wouldn't do it.
Yeah, so you have to clean it up.
They're lazy.
Yeah.
Ooh, we have reached an age when we cannot function without our glasses, even if they're empty.
I get it. So if you're having visitors, manage your pets and their stuff. Even if your pets are clean, seeing their beds, toys, litter boxes can make it seem as if your home isn't. Invest in and use a lint roller to pick up hair and find a discreet spot for your pet things while you have guests.
I like the signs that say, if you come to my house, this is from your pet, you have to put up with whatever I'm doing because it's my house, not yours.
Yes, I live here.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So that kind of clashes with that.
It does. This is not for everyone.
Hmm.
Oh, that would be my phone. I wonder if I won the $1 million in the prize sweepstakes.
We've had sweepstakes before, and the winners have won absolutely
nothing.
I leave my house a mess so that when friends visit, they go home feeling better about their own housekeeping skills.
There you go. There you go. It's totally against what I'm saying here from this book. That's so cool. This book, by the way, is called Good Housekeeping Home Skills. So it's you've got to expect from good housekeeping.
Sure.
They're going to give you these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your thermostat. What would you do? Would you turn your thermostat up or down?
If I was expecting guests?
Mm.
Down.
Yes.
Really?
You know why?
No.
Because if you've got people inside the house, it will make it warmer.
Oh.
Now I say you turn it up, or way down when you want them to go home.
Oh, yeah. I'll turn it off.
It's in the middle of winter, open windows, whatever you need to do.
Well,
it's
you
time
do that
go.
Anyway.
You remembered that?
Yeah.
I love my bedroom cold in the winter, and poor Mark. He'll come in, and I'll have all the windows open in the bedroom. I'm underneath the covers. I'm cozy, and I can hear him. He'll go, are you kidding me? It's freezing in here.
It's a wonder he doesn't have his own room.
No, he doesn't. He just shuts the windows and gets in bed and warms up.
And you suffer.
No, by that time I'm asleep and I'm okay. But I do have a reputation in my family of keeping my house cold in the wintertime because they always need sweaters or socks.
I don't think I'll ever visit you in the winter.
If you do, I will turn the thermostat up.
Thank you.
Okay.
At least to 60, huh?
60. I can do 60.
Oh, that's 70.
Okay.
Yesterday, fixed hair and makeup, saw no one. Today, I looked like Jack Nicholson from The Shining. I saw all the people I know.
True.
All of them.
True. All of them could be two or three, right?
Depending.
I guess it's depending. So you can also stack up on your guests' favorite drinks, snacks, or sweets to help them feel welcome. Or if they have a special diet, they're gluten-free or dairy-free or whatever, you uninvite them.
Oh, my God. That's funny because I went to Texas to visit some relatives once not too long ago, and I didn't tell them I was vegetarian.
Oh.
They got very upset with me.
Because they had meat planned?
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. What did you do?
I just apologized profusely and
ate what the sides were.
Yeah.
Were they sides that you like?
Didn't matter.
Oh, you just ate.
Next time I'll tell people ahead of time.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right.
You want to know what's really filthy in your house?
What?
Your remote control.
I don't use a remote control, so I'm safe.
Okay, your microwave.
No!
I thought that would get a rise out of you. It's not here.
Oh, good. Shoot.
Your remote control touches everybody. Hands are rarely clean. Your hands are all over it all the time. You need to clean your remote control because it is said here that the remote control could be 20 times dirtier than your toilet.
No way.
Yes, it says here. I forgot to put the website on here. but it does say that.
Wow.
Yes.
Apparently it's rude to poke someone in the forehead and say skip intro when they start talking to you.
I've never done that. Have you?
I've thought about it.
Or speed up. Hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, hurry, hurry. We're always in a hurry. We're too much in a hurry. So you know what's filthy in your house? Your dish sponges.
Yeah, I believe that.
Your bacteria, this bacteria on your sponge in the kitchen, could number in the billions if you're not careful. And that's on par with what's going on in your toilet. So I do use a sponge, but I clean it every single time.
We got to stop using houses.
What?
It would take care of all the dirty things in the house if we just left the house.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
And then go where?
I don't know.
You can put your sponge in the dishwasher. You can put your wet, soapy sponge in the microwave for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take care of making sure. And don't use the sponge that you wash for the dishes for the countertops. You have to have two different ones.
Really?
Because the countertops are dirtier than the dishes.
Not necessarily. Well,
maybe.
Okay.
That's just what I'm reading. Just what I'm reading.
But I wouldn't put it in the microwave because I've had weird flies or bugs fly in the microwave, and I've used the microwave, and they're still alive when it's done.
What?
Yeah.
They're
little tiny gnat-like things.
And you cook something in the microwave, and the bugs are still there?
Yeah.
How do you get them out?
I kind of use vinegar and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know how good that would be.
Did you ever see the movie Gremlins?
No, and I never will.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And they put one of those little gremlins in the microwave.
I know, because they weren't supposed to feed them to.
That's pretty so gross. That's pretty gross.
Life is too short to be serious all the time. If you can't laugh at yourself, call me. I'll laugh at you.
Mm-hmm. I've done that. I've done that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
You really, really, really did?
No. Nope. Sure haven't. Nope. Never did that. I have called people, though, and they laugh at me, but not to cheer me up.
No. It's named after me. It's Pola Beverly.
Mm-hmm. Pola Bob.
Yeah.
Pola Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Money. Money, money, money.
Is dirty.
Absolutely. Think about it, people.
That's why I don't use money.
Money passes through many, many hands, and not all of them are clean. Hello?
Do you use cash?
Very seldom.
Mm-hmm.
Studies have shown that the surface of a bill can have over 3,000 types of microorganisms.
Oh.
So that's when you have to do money laundering. There you go. Tell you, I always knew that was okay.
That is so...
I don't know why they won't let people do that. I bring my money to the money launderer. They love me.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't use money. I actually went somewhere one time and they don't take cash. And I had to leave. It was a restaurant. I had to leave and go to the ATM, which I don't ever use. I didn't even know my password.
I've seen restaurants that have ATMs.
Oh, yes. 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 Yes.
My therapist told me that a way to get rid of my anger was to write letters to all the people I hate and then burn them. But I don't know what to do with the letters.
I thought you were going to say you mail the letters. Your keyboard's dirty, girl. Your keyboard is dirty.
I know, yeah.
Most people use their computers daily, and their hands aren't always clean. If not cleaned regularly, your keyboard could easily accumulate up to 400 times more bacteria than the average toilet seat. They keep referring to toilets.
They like those.
Oh, my goodness. But your hands don't touch your toilet seat, so unless you eat... Oh,
I have three riddles.
Okay.
You said you knew what they were.
I know what the first one is.
Well, it's the bus.
Okay.
And who's the youngest?
26-year-old pregnant woman, 30-year-old policeman, a 52-year-old
random
woman, and a 65-year-old driver. The youngest is the baby.
Yes!
I got that one right away.
I make a loud sound when I'm changing. When I do change, I get bigger but weigh less.
A balloon?
Popcorn.
Oh, does it weigh less?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two girls were born to the same mother, same day, same time, same month and year, but they're not twins.
Have no idea on that one.
Because there are two of triplets.
Oh.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, that was a really think out of the box. Yes. So here we are at the end of our show. I'm Lynn.
And Beth.
And we are done. We are called Stuff. And
most of the time. The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.